That's right, Catherine. Got the call yesterday afternoon, approximately around about 10 past three. The operation went on right from then. We got the people back off the hull. Probably hit the road again about 2 o'clock this morning.
And this was undoubtedly a major, major effort by all those involved.
That's right. Initially when the call came in, we knew roughly it would have been that they were roughly in around the Sleash Neck area. Chatting to them on the phone yesterday afternoon, we realised that the part of Sleash Neck that they were on, a very precarious place where a lot of steep ground, a lot of very, very slippy slabs areas. Now, because just the nature of it, we put two teams up from the Dunleary side, a team up from the Dunleary side and a team up from the Loch Barra side, just to try and get them quick. We knew the weather was going to get worse later on the night. When we got in there, we were able to locate them. Problem was then, just in the position they got themselves into, we were about 15 metres off them, but because of the drops below us and the drops below them, we had to spend roughly about maybe another 30 minutes to set up a rope system that we could lower at least one of our members down onto them. The whole night with visibility less than 10 feet all night, so it just really slowed the whole operation down. And it's one of them ones where looking at lone members and everything else always the most important thing as well. And I suppose for them themselves, they done everything right. Just the weather come in and the weather clouded on them. We're very lucky that they're very well equipped. They had their own storm shelter and stuff like that with them, so they're able to keep themselves fairly warm to we get on.
Now, the nature of the operation, as you've just outlined, and the length of time it took to eventually get the two off the mountain just shows it's testament to the team, their resilience and so on.
Yeah, like, we're all feeling the effects of it this morning. I have to say, when we all RV'd with each other and where the casualty site was, you know, everybody training that, everybody on that scene has done over the last few years was pulled on last night. And it's probably been the one call out in the last few years that has really tested us. And, you know, it really lets us see, we train every month, we train 2-3 times a month for the like of this, these call outs. And it just shows that it's been in works, you know.